The next Bakersfield Symphony Orchestra concert is Saturday, March 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Rabobank Theater in Bakersfield. The theme of this concert is Sound of South America. Features work from Aaron Copland, Arturo Marquez, Jose Pablo Moncayo, and a very special guest joining us right now, harpist and composer Dr. Alfredo Rolando Ortiz. Welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you with us. And you're performing, but not just performing, but performing a work that's very special to you because it's your own composition from 1996, your South American Suite for Harp and Orchestra. So I'll ask you about that. But first, I want to ask you about the harp, how you came to play the harp. You focus not just on the harp, but on very special kind of harp and harp music, the Paraguayan harp.
That's correct. Most people in the United States think of harp, and they think of the big pedal harp, the one that is used with the symphony orchestra, or some people is aware of the so-called Celtic harp. And, of course, angels have wings and plays the harp.
Right.
So all of these associations. But most people don't realize that the land of the harp as a folk instrument, more than any place in the world, is Latin America. The official national dances of Venezuela, Chile, and Paraguay are harp music. Even La Bamba, which is such a popular tune, most people don't realize this is harp music from the 1700s from Veracruz, Mexico. So the word arpa, which is the word for harp in Spanish, for us, if you want people to think of the harp that they play with the symphony, you have to say arpa clásica. You just say arpa. Everybody's thinking popular music, dancing music, everyday music.
You started playing the harp around age 15, is that correct?
That's correct. I'm actually a Cuban-born person that migrated from Cuba in 1958, before the Castro regime, to Venezuela during a time that was an economic boom, a fantastic boom of Venezuela, the opposite of what it is today. The national dance of Venezuela is harp music. My first teacher was a friend from school just days after my 15th birthday. He was 13, I was 15, and I started learning on a borrowed harp. Then a few months later, I met a man from Paraguay, a famous harpist at the time, who happened to be living in Venezuela, and he became my teacher on the Paraguayan type of instrument, which is the one I will be using.
And what makes it different from the arpa clásico? Does it have pedals or no pedals?
No pedals.
Okay.
The pedal harp system began in the 1700s, really fully developed in the 1800s.
Okay.
It's really more of a French instrument, the final development, even though there are beginnings with the Germans in the prior century. But we are talking of harps, descendants of the Spanish harps of the 15th, 16th, 1700s before the invention of the pedal system.
Right. This harp has a much of great older provenance. Yes.
That's correct. And our instruments are light construction. The sound is very bright. The music style that were developed through the centuries from those early Spanish harps that came to our lands is very dramatic, very lively. It's interesting, in the case of Venezuela and all the plains of Venezuela and the plains of neighboring Colombia, the harp is the center of the traditional music. And we're talking about literally cowboy music. It is cowboy music in those areas. And contrary to the image of harp in a classical world, where even today, even though it's played, of course, by men and women, but still it's an immense majority of women that play the pedal harp, in the case of Latin America, is almost close to 100% men. There are some women that play the harp, but it's mostly men that play the harp. It's interesting how this contrasts with the images that most people have about the instrument.
Absolutely. Now, you are no stranger to the Central Valley because you were here before in 1996 for the world premiere, the debut of the work that you'll be performing Saturday with the Bakersfield Symphony, your South American Suite for Harp and Orchestra. Can you tell us, please, about that work and the movements in it and how you came to write it?
I have been composing for many years. My first album, Imagine, I was recorded when I was 17 in 1964. I was composing from very early in my career. The recording companies would not be very enthusiastic about having me record my compositions, even though I did 27 albums and won a gold record in Colombia, South America. Only a few of my compositions I managed to be able to record at that time. Once I moved to the States in 1995, I could produce my own recordings, and I was still composing. And then in the harp world, people started being aware of my music and became not only very well accepted, but started being performed by harpists, classical harpists also, all over the place. And I dreamed of having my music with orchestration. So I commissioned orchestration to Paul Hurst, a wonderful classical harpist, and we worked together, because if I have just given my music, it would have endowed being another North American arrangement or something with no character. But we worked together, making sure that the very unique rhythms and patterns that are used in our music, which are very different and very dramatic, that were preserved in each one of the movements. And my music is actually five different movements from very contrasting styles. The first one, Colombiana, is very fast dancing style from the plains. The second one is a similar, gentle rhythmic structure, but much slower speed, and is Venezolana. The rhythmically also following the patterns of the plains, the music of the plains for the harp. But then from those two, I go to the Andean region, and people will enjoy music where they could swear they hear the quenas, the Inca flutes, sounding there because of the way the orchestration was done. It's fascinating, absolutely fascinating. It goes from very mysterious theme to extremely lively, dramatic change. Then it proceeds into a style of music called sometimes the South American waltz style. Instead of being a 1-2-3, 1-2-3, is a very different beat to it. And that is the section called Ecuatoriana, dedicated to the country of Ecuador. And then I actually improvise. And there is no stop between the last two movements. I literally improvise at the end of one, and it's different every concert. Total, really free improvisation, not something written down. And then finally, it ties into the last movement, which is dedicated to the most spectacular music style for the harp in the world, which is the style of Paraguay. And that's the sample that I sent to you. It's called Paraguaya, meaning Paraguayan, and it's a very, very special music style that most people is very surprised to hear the harp playing that way.
Well, let's take a listen to some of that right now.
Thank you.
That's a sample of the work of harpist and composer Alfredo Rolando Ortiz from his South American suite for harp and orchestra. Well, it sounds like a totally fascinating work, and I've heard bits of all the movements, and I can tell you the rhythms are completely captivating and super fun to listen to, and I'm sure it's going to be a terrific concert. That's this Saturday.
This Saturday at 7:30 at the Rabobank Theater in Bakersfield.
At the Rabobank Theater in Bakersfield, that's right. Paraguayan harpist Alfredo Rolando Ortiz with his work South American Suite for Harp and Orchestra. Also on the program will be a work of Copland, Arturo Marquez, and Jose Pablo Moncayo, two fantastic 20th century Mexican composers. Dr. Ortiz, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to this, and I hope to see you all on Saturday.